Howdy, folks, and welcome to the Moose Podcast, number 461. Way too competitive. Hey, it's been a great week. I trust you folks have had a really fine one as well. I want to thank all you folks. It was really great. Marvelous time this past weekend. The Montana Antique Aircraft Association had their annual fly-in on Saturday, did a presentation at Bozeman Camera on Friday night. Really nice group of people. We apologize again for running late, but what can I tell you? When you have great questions, they deserve the best answers. And then what did you do? You showed up. You all showed up on Saturday morning at 5:45 a.m., and we had a great time, and you guys hung in there to the end of the event at 3 p.m. We had a great day. You know, of course, the P-51 Mustang didn't hurt its beautiful flyby, but you had all those other classic aircraft, and some of you even went flying in the sky. Wow, great event. I can't thank you enough. It brings a smile to my heart to think about it. It's all because of you guys. This episode of Moose Podcast is, again, being recorded on Adobe Podcast beta using their AI voice for the final output. Yeah, I'm still using it. And of course, they still make the transcript as well. And you can find that along with a photograph from the podcast there on the blog post on the website, moosepeterson.com. Also, wherever you look and read and listen and watch your podcasts, Spotify is where you can leave comments. We can have a conversation, which I really love to do. That's Spotify. You also have the transcript for the podcast there as well. Well, here we are, the beginning of August. I can't believe it's August 4th already. Oh, my gosh. Things are going crazy. Now, I was traveling around. I can see that summertime dryness showing up. Spring greens have faded. They're on their way out. And of course, the critters, well, they're kind of looking a little raggedy. Birds are molting out their spring plumage going towards their fall. Mammals are kind of skinny and their coats are thin so they don't overheat. Hey, it's that time where aircraft and car shows and stuff like that look really good because they're not quite so affected by the heat. So I hope you're out there shooting. As you might imagine, I have not had a whole lot of time to sit and enjoy a book, which, I mean, kind of bums me out, but that's the way life is. Love to hear from you guys. If you have book recommendations, I have a couple here in my stack that I've purchased, but I haven't gotten to reading. That's kind of a lot of fun. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford. Bedfords.com for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Had some friends, again, calling them up, getting stuff for last-minute needs to head out to go shooting. I know a lot of you folks do a lot of your travel and photography here in August, and Bedford's is a great place. Whether you go into one of their 7 stores or head to bedfords.com, give them a call. Combination thereof, they will have a lot of the gear you need, from photo packs and tripods. They carry the Benro tripods, my favorites. All your gear. Of course, they've got the killer prices. They've got the people that can help you. They've got the Moose discount after you check out. I mean, hey, Bedfords, you're rocking it. So thanks so much for all you do for us photographers and, of course, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Way too competitive. That used to be the national anthem for a lot of photographers for not getting involved in the business of photography. And it could be said that. Well, have you watched the new Billy Joel documentary? It's about 5 hours. It's on HBO Max, I believe. Sharon and I have watched it a couple times now. It is so well done. It is so informative. And it's really just amazing. Some of the, well, angst that went into being the creative genius that Billy Joel is, when you listen to those words and what he's saying, and then the documentary, you understand a little bit of what's going on. Well, I've long wondered, probably have talked about it here on the podcast before, how some incredible geniuses like Billy Joel or Elton John or many other songwriters who are out there, and there's lots of great ones, how come after, you know, so long a career, so many great songs, that they seem to stop? Well, it wasn't until I watched the Billy Joel documentary that it really just completely go boing and hit me in the head right between the eyes. And then I realized, yeah. And Billy Joel kind of says and summarized it very quickly. He got tired of competing with himself. It was just way too competitive. And I thought about that. I thought about it when I was shooting Saturday out there on the ramp. It was, I don't know how many times I've been to a fly-in, specifically especially the Three Forks fly-in where we were, which is just west of Bozeman, Montana. And I'm out there and, a Cessna's, after a while, looks like a Cessna and Stearman like a Stearman, and I'm bird dog like a bird dog. And yeah, I photographed them a few times, or a hummingbird, or a moose, or a bear. And I was out there doing that, and I was thinking about that statement that Billy Joel made, tired of competing with myself. Now, that is, I think, probably for photographers, an important statement to go by. Your biggest competition should be yourself. And in many ways, what you have done recently, as in perhaps even 30 seconds ago, last time you clicked the camera, to maybe the last 30 weeks or 30 months or 30 years, whatever the case might be, your biggest competition should be your own way of telling a story and those photographs you have taken in those pursuits and how effective they were and are. So I was thinking about this more and more. And, you know, like I mentioned, it used to be for quite a while, especially the days of slides when it was really a little bit more expensive and definitely more of a challenge to get your images out there. But being way too competitive, I'm looking at these aircraft on the flight line and I'm thinking about how I've done it in the past. And I thought, is that the way I should do it today? Is that the way I should do it tomorrow? And I thought about, you know, Billy Joel and being way too competitive. And I was just, it just drummed in my mind back and forth, back and forth. How can I keep moving forward creatively with that competition with myself? And more importantly, with those successful images I've put out there. And that's when I started getting my own answer to the question, you know, how did some of these musicians, and I can say also photographers, how did, you know, they just wither, die, go away? What transpired? So then it comes down to that thing called competition. And as you know, if you listen to the Boost podcast, I still think that one of the most important pieces of equipment we have and that we can evolve is ourselves. So, you know, if you look at Google, and I've been using the AI a bit because it's interesting how it summates our lives. And you just type in the word competition. Google comes back with, competition refers to a situation where two or more entities strive for the same thing, whether it's a resource, a market position, or a prize. And I'm thinking about that Wow. Two entities. So if we're talking about dear ourselves, is that the past versus the present? You know, and competition for a prize. Ooh, yeah. Photographers like prizes. They like that notoriety. They like that recognition. Ooh, so that competition within ourselves could be a very destructive path. And it's interesting, it goes on and it says a general definition, okay? It includes rivalry, struggle, or a contest. Have you ever felt that as a photographer? Have you ever felt a rivalry? Have you felt a struggle inside? Yeah, man, that's kind of really starts hitting home. There's a whole bunch of different categories, I guess you could say. The AI came up for competition, business, organized events, you know, things like that. The one that kind of I liked was the biological one. Go figure, right? But it says, in ecology, competition occurs when organisms need the same limited resources like food, water, or territory. So organism, that could be us. And of course, limited resources, and that's the subject. And we're looking for that light in that story and that, you know, color perhaps. I mean, the list can go on. And it's competition, way too competitive. Yeah, that I was on that flight line and I started thinking a little bit about my own images. Now I'm standing amongst a group of really just passionate photographers and they're having a great time. It was fun. Not one of them, he says they said, and I believe them, had done anything like what we were doing, which is at a fly-in, you have some abilities and opportunities you don't have, for example, at an air show. So they're standing next to me and we're all there shooting right down the taxi line so people could get photographs of the aircraft coming straight at them. And thankfully for the wind direction, they were driving right towards the sun so they could get that prop blur. And that brought up the whole conversation of what shutter speed for prop blur. And you're thinking about what you've seen, what I see in my own photographs, and what do you need a full 360 arc or what portion you want. And then I think about the competition with myself to make that prop just the perfect part of that flying experience and bringing that in the photograph and what shutter speed and what altitude I should be at, eye level or knee height or take a knee or lay on the ground. And I started thinking about what I photographed before. I'm going, wow, I truly am being really competitive with myself. And I thought about it and I was like, well, am I being true to myself too much or to my way of thinking for aviation photography or telling the story that's unfolding in front of me? And it really kind of put me, it just stopped me. I literally just kind of just stopped. And I was just, wow, where does this start? And more importantly, where does it end? And that was, you know, I got the, I was shooting with the Z8 and, you know, you're on the tarmac and it had to be close to with the reflective heat and everything else in the mid to high 90s. It was toasty. There wasn't enough sunblock on the planet for me for Saturday. And I get the hot card warning in the Z8 because I am cranking shots. And I'm like, why am I cranking so many shots? What is it that inside of me says, this one is not the one I want. It's this next one I take. And then I get that one. I was like, well, yeah, maybe that one was. And I'm like, wow, way too competitive. There's a real good adage, you know, that quality is more important than quantity. And I'll be honest with you, I love seeing, and it's probably a real weakness, and it has to do with being way too competitive. But when I get that one shot that I really love, and I'm really happy with that, but then I'm happy when I see there's in my light table there in Photo Mechanic, there's one, there's three, there's five. And because I'm shooting so quickly, you know, 20 frames per second, and you with aircraft, you have before the shot at that 20 frames per second, you could easily have 20 frames that you say, ah, that's the shot. And then I'm like, why do I need 20? I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm just way too competitive. It's not that I'm a coin collector. I keep putting the shots out. And I share the bajiggers out on prints to people and all that. But so this whole thing about being tired of competing with yourself that Billy Joel said, he said it more than once, it kind of struck home. And I'll be honest with you, I am still digesting exactly what that means for myself and my photography. I love the idea of sniper mode. One shot, one click. One click, one shot. So I kind of start embracing that near the end of the day on Saturday when all this is just, and I was getting a headache. That could be from the bright light, could be from the heat, but I think I was thinking too much in this process. And then I said, okay, that's important. To think, feel, analyze, act upon it, look at the results. I shot a lot of pictures, and now I'm looking at them, be honest with you, with a little slight difference, and I like that. It might not go anywhere. It's an idea. I'm pulling on that string. I'm looking forward to finding out where it takes me. If it comes to an end, and everything unravels, or it helps me move to the next plane of my photography, which that prospect excites me to no end. So just think about it. Are you tired of competing with yourself? Perhaps just a bit way too competitive. You folks have a marvelous week. Get out there and shoot. Enjoy what might be the end of our summer coming up. Yikes! Get out and share your images and make every click your story.